Hello everybody, it's Sam from Financial Samurai, and today I want to talk about the best reasons, the 10 best reasons to start an online business. So starting Financial Samurai in 2009 changed my life for the better. Way better. You know, back in 2009, I was pretty miserable because the financial crisis was hitting home. I was nervous that I was losing all my money in the real estate market and the stock market, and I was afraid I was going to lose my job. I'd been thinking about starting Financial Samurai since 2006, but I just never got around to it because I was just too busy working. So when the financial crisis hit, I was like, all right, it was now or never, because it really would have been never if things kept on going the way they did. So I'm really grateful for actually the financial crisis, ironically, because it allowed me to leave my job about 3 years later, 2.5 years later in the spring of 2012, to just do this full time and be free. A lot of you guys are thinking, well, you don't have an idea, you don't know how to start. Well, starting is really easy nowadays. I have an instruction guide. You can get an instruction guide anywhere, on YouTube, on the web, or wherever. In terms of the idea, I didn't have an idea. All I wanted to do was start a site. I thought, hey, Financial Samurai sounds like a great name. I came up with a banner, an emblem, which is the samurai mask. Came up with a color scheme. I came up with a tagline, achieving financial freedom sooner rather than later. And then I just started writing. And I did that because I thought it was cathartic. Some people smoke, some people drink when they're going through stressful financial situations or any type of situation. I decided, you know, writing felt really good. And I remember when I was a kid, 13 years old, 12 years old, living in Malaysia, I would write pen pal letters to lots of kids all around the country because that's actually what I liked to do back then. So to me, blogging was a natural fit. And any online business can actually be anything, right? You can be a consultant with whatever your craft or expertise is through Skype, Google Hangouts, FaceTime or a phone call. You can decide to create your own products like a course, write a book and sell it online via your site. You can sell other people's products and become an affiliate because you have really good material about that industry, and then you can just find that product that fits well with your content. Or you can create arts and crafts and sell things online. Or you can sell Amazon stuff. The opportunities to make money online are seriously endless, and at the very least, what everybody should do is establish a website under their own name or brand, because you want to brand yourself online. You don't want to have Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, whatever capture your resume. You want to own your name and you want to build your brand, right? Those guys are getting rich off your name, your content. Get rich off your own name and your own content. I think actually you can't afford not to start something online today, given how cheap it is. You know, you can start a website for like $5, $10 a month, and you can rent a URL domain for like $15, $20 a year. It is so cheap, so it allows you to start and figure things out. Unlike if you're going to start a restaurant, a retail store, or anything, bricks and mortar. I mean, the rent is huge, the renovation costs are huge. You gotta hire people to manage the store or use yourself. You know, there's insurance, all that. I mean, those are prohibitive expenses. Whereas online, you can get going in under an hour and you can just start figuring things out. So here are 10 things that I think make running an online business awesome. So number one, no boss. You know, the older you get, the less likely you will tolerate someone telling you what to do. Especially when you're in your 30s or 40s. I mean, you're just kind of sick of it. You're an expert at your job. You know what you're doing. But then you got some kind of micromanager who's too insecure, who needs to feel like they're adding value by telling people what to do. I used to work at a job where this guy made no revenue production. He just would make sure other people would do their work because he was just such an insecure guy. So I hated that. That was really annoying. I only respect people who actually can produce and do something, not just tell other people what to do. So when you're in your 30s and 40s, you're gonna have more money too, hopefully, if you practice saving and investing religiously every single paycheck. So by that time, you know, you're just not gonna really love work as you once did when you were in your 20s. So having no boss is awesome when you're your own boss. And even if you have an awesome boss, being your own boss is 10 times better. So two, master of your time. It is an unbelievable feeling to be able to wake up whenever you want without an alarm clock, do whatever you want, whether it is take a nap, go to the gym, go for a walk in the park. Because being a master of your own time is something I think is priceless. Can you imagine nobody telling you what to do? So some people like structure. I personally was old enough at the age of 34 to understand what structure was and figure out my own structure. I personally liked taking a nap after lunch. And so, you know, in the past when I was working, I would just kind of sneak down to the car and take a 15-minute nap. But now I can just pass out on the sofa, no problem. That to me is awesome. Three, much more efficient. I think 3 hours of entrepreneurial time is like 12 hours of corporate day job time. There are no meetings about meetings, which is what I really, really hated back when I was working. It was like, let's have a meeting to hear someone speak. It was just total ego trip by so many people. And for me, I just like to get things done. Let's get things done. And I could see that when I'm dealing with corporate partnerships, that it takes like 3 months for them to do something because they need to go through some channel checks and compliance and talk to their boss about whatever. And so if you're your own boss, you can just make the decision with you or maybe you and your partner very quickly. Four, there's no more commuting when you're online. Commuting is like terrible. Like, I don't understand how people can commute more than 30 minutes, more than an hour to work every day. And think about it. Like, you can get in an accident, you're wasting gas, you're paying tolls. It's just so stressful. I mean, by the time you get to work, you're like, I hate it. I remember like always trying to, you know, go to work during, you know, before 7 a.m., but it was still crowded on the bus. Buses would always skip my stop because it was full. Buses would break down. It was just a nightmare. Five, expense deductions. That's pretty nice. Although having a corporate card to pay for everything is even better. Expense write-offs, pretty sweet if you can figure out how to blend some lifestyle expenses like travel and meals with your business. So you don't have to have a business meeting every quarter in your basement, right? You are allowed to have a business meeting in a place like Hawaii where, let's say, you stay at a nice hotel, you have some nice food, you make you and your partner or whatever feel more comfortable, or your consultants. You have much more freedom to do that. And as a result, it's an expense deduction, so that'll lower your taxable income. Six, you get all the income and all the equity. So when you're working for someone else, you're making that company rich or that person rich. When you're working for yourself, you're making yourself rich. And this is the mindset that I want everybody to think about. Make yourself rich. Stop making other people rich, right? So not only do you have an income, since you own all the equity or most of the equity, you have something very valuable you can sell in the future based on a multiple of revenue, operating profit, or profits. And in this post, if you look at this chart that I established, the top 1%, 63% of their assets are from business equity, right? The next 9%, only 31% of their assets are from business equity. And then the bottom 90%, they only have about 6% of their total assets as business equity. Whereas like the bottom 90%, you know, these guys, which is most people, 59% of their assets are from their principal residence. So there's a really change in structure on how the wealthy structure their net worth versus the non-wealthy. And so I want you guys to be wealthy. So think about building equity to build next generation wealth. Seven, there's more correlation with effort and reward. One of my biggest frustrations when I was working was that I would work hard, I would be top rated with my clients, I'd generate really good revenue, but I wouldn't get compensated fairly because I had to, quote, wait my turn, or, you know, it was just bad time in the cycle and we had to subsidize the fixed income business. And that is understandable because, you know, you're in the company, one team, one dream, one boat, right? But for me, I just felt I wanted that tight correlation with effort and reward. That's all I really want, and I think that's what most people really want. They want to work hard and get rewarded for it, right? So there's no better, tighter scenario than being an entrepreneur. You cannot rely on anybody but yourself. You can't blame anybody but yourself. And you get all the rewards when things start going well. And that's wonderful. 8, potentially lower tax rates, but kind of doves in with expense deductions. So it's interesting to note that the Trump administration is talking about lowering the pass-through income tax rate, for LLC and S-Corp owners to 25% from 39.6%, which is the top tax bracket, if you're up there. So the cap is 25%. So that'll be huge if you're paying a higher than 25% tax rate, right? So that's good. 9, higher pre-tax retirement contributions. So as an employee, you can only contribute $18,500 for 2018 in your 401k and $5,500 in your IRA. I mean, that's great if you can do it. And then you can hopefully see some kind of matching from your company. But as a business owner, you can save up to $55,000 in your solo 401k if you have operating profit of $182,000 or so or higher, right? Because you can contribute $18,500 as the employee, and then you can contribute about 20% of your operating profits to your 401k. So that's pretty good. And then 10, finally, location independence. Being able to run your business anywhere in the world is truly, truly liberating. You can geo-arbitrage by moving to a cheaper country if you wish. I know a lot of people have moved to like Chiang Mai, Thailand, Bangkok, Southeast Asia. I used to live in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. It's an amazing place. People speak English. The food is unbelievable. And you can live really well for like $2,000 US a month. $3,000 US a month, you're doing really, really, really well, right? Because you're arbitraging, you're earning US dollars, but you're living in a country that has GDP per capita much lower than the United States. If you don't want to move internationally, you can go to the heartland of America, right? San Francisco, the median home price is like $1.5 million, thereabouts. And if you want a decent home, it's kind of like $2 million plus dollars, right? But for the same type of house, probably a nicer house, you can pay $350,000 to $500,000 in Texas, for example, or Kansas, or maybe Utah, or a whole bunch of other places that aren't called San Francisco or Manhattan. And vacations are no longer limited to just 2 or 3 weeks. I love taking 2-week vacations. It was just about right. 3 weeks was a little bit long, but sometimes I wished, hey, you know what? I wish I could stay in Amsterdam for a whole month and then just go travel the countryside or travel to neighboring countries. So if you have a internet business, you can always check in. You're always plugged in. And you can just keep the business going no matter where you are. And so there's nothing more fun than seeing the world while you're making some money. So I hope these 10 reasons motivate you to start your own website. Again, you don't need to know exactly what you want to do. You just need to start and brand yourself online, because everybody's going to Google your name or some kind of field you're in. And if your website pops up, the irony is that everybody consumes on the internet now, but not everybody establishes their own brand online. And I think that's simply due to lack of foresight and maybe laziness, frankly. And if you can start making money online, it becomes semi-passive, right? You can hire people, or I can hire people to write for me and do all that, and I'm probably going to earn the same amount of money, because 70% of my traffic is from organic search engines like Google, Bing. But I don't want to do that because I want to do something. I like to write and I like to interact with people. So it's something fun for me to do. And realize that once you put out that content, put out that product, you could actually earn pretty passive income for many, many years. I have this one site I update like 3 times a year, and it makes about $500 a month for the past 5 years. So that's good to me. And as a business owner, you're going to feel really proud of what you do. You've gone from 0 to 1, and that is amazing, because before you, there was nothing, right? You can just Google your product or your name, and then suddenly you got a lot more hits, and I think that's really, really rewarding. Unfortunately, I know that 97% of you are not going to take my advice or take any action, even though you might not like your job, because you have some self-limiting beliefs, or you just don't feel like you have the time. So I want you guys to stay tuned for the second part of this 2-part series. And after you read the second part, I believe the non-action rate will decline by a whopping 1%. That's a 33% increase. to 96%. And just like in investing in real estate or in stocks, 10 years from now, you're going to be happy you started today. But again, if you don't have the motivation after this post, wait until part 2. Thanks, guys, and let me know your thoughts.